James Watson, Nobel laureate and co-discoverer with Francis Crick of the structure of DNA, has never deemed it necessary to hold in what he thinks, no matter how controversial. It would be acceptable to abort a fetus, he has said, if it carried genes that might mean the resulting adult was gay. He has suggested there is a link between sunlight and libido, once telling a lecture hall that this explains why there are Latin lovers but only English patients. Women, in laboratories, made it more fun for the men, he said, but they are probably less effective than the men. These dubious statements have not prevented Dr. Watson, who delights in being a free thinker and agent provocateur, from holding the position among the world's scientific elite that he and Crick acquired when they published their historic discovery in 1953, when he was just 25. Now, at the age of 90, he may at last have lost it. In a documentary aired recently on the Public Broadcasting Service, or PBS, in the United States, American Masters Decoding Watson, Dr. Watson restated his view that black people are less intelligent than white because of their genetics. Scientists everywhere condemned his comments. Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory on Long Island, New York, to which he has been affiliated for more than 60 years, immediately stripped him of his remaining links, including his honorary title of Chancellor Emeritus. Dr. Watson's comments, they said, were reprehensible, unsupported by science. The laboratory condemns the misuse of science to justify prejudice. The defenestration has been a long time coming. Dr. Watson had already been forced to leave active duty at Cold Spring Harbor after he told a British newspaper in 2007 that he was inherently gloomy about the prospect of Africa because all our social policies are based on the fact that their intelligence is the same as ours, whereas all the testing says, not really. Although he wished everyone were equal, he said, people who have to deal with black employees find this not true. Though Dr. Watson apologized for his comments at the time, his reputation suffered a big shock. In the recent PBS film, Dr. Watson was asked if his views on links between race and intelligence had changed since 2007. No, not at all, he said, in an apparent reversal of his earlier apology. I would like for them to have changed, that there be new knowledge that says that your nurture is much more important than nature, but I haven't seen any knowledge. And there's a difference on the average between blacks and whites on IQ tests. I would say the difference is, it's genetic. He adds that he takes no pleasure in the difference between blacks and whites, and wishes it didn't exist.